And during that time, during that year and a half, what was her, you know, sort of personal life like? What was going on?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of struggles. So in that year and a half, she lost her job, which was really difficult. In that year and a half, I think she came to the real understanding of, you know, her disease and the chronicity of it and how she was going to have to deal with this for the rest of her life. I think there was quite a bit of stress with her children. Remember, she also has a teenager, and dealing with a teenager going through his own independent teenager-related issues and then her own issues on her own. Financially, it was tough on her. So I think, you know, that was a really hard year and a half, you know, for many reasons. And I think that, you know, she's somebody that didn't have a lot of anger. Sometimes patients get very angry about why me and this isn't fair and I'm a single mother. And, you know, she didn't have that, interestingly. And I don't know why, because if anybody, she really probably should have. I mean, with all of the things that she was confronted with, but she just felt like, you know, it happened to me and now I have to deal with it. It was all these other things about like having to deal with her children and the finances and that sort of thing. But I don't think she's ever looked back and said, you know, this isn't right. It shouldn't have happened to me. I think she thinks it could have happened to me or my neighbor, you know?
Who was her adult support? Did anyone ever come with her to the clinics?
Her parents have come a few times, and her sister has come a few times, but I think she's had one other friend come maybe once or twice during the whole time of taking care of her. But most of the time, she comes by herself. I think probably she has other people come, and they wait in the waiting room, and I just don't know about it because, you know, like I said, a lot of our time is spent in really dealing with a lot of the psychosocial issues that she's having, and I don't think that she necessarily wants everyone to be aware of everything that she's thinking and feeling, which I can respect that.